Thank you, everybody. My name's Bonnie. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody. Let's see. First, I want to thank Sherry for asking me to speak today. It came at just the right time. I was meditating yesterday, and I heard from my higher power, how can I be of service? And then just a few minutes later, she phoned. So I think that's just how it works. It was a small miracle, and because I didn't recognize the phone number. And I know that a lot of us, when we don't recognize the phone number, we don't pick it up. You know, like I'll let it go to voicemail and then I'll check it later or something like that. But for some reason, I picked it up. I have no idea why. It's not my regular pattern at all. But I did, and she goes, "Is this Bonnie?" And at first I'm like, "Yes," you know. But anyway, so it's just a small miracle, and I just was really grateful for that. So to the newcomers, please just welcome. And if you don't hear something that I have to say today, then just keep coming back, and you will. You know, when I came for myself, and I think it's been 22 years now, which is just really hard to believe. I came for the vanity, you know, and I just stayed for the sanity. So that's the beginning of my story. Today I want to focus on the 12 steps because that's where the recovery lies for me, and that's where, you know, it talks about in the OA program. But the 12 steps that I like are in step 12. And I know a lot of you aren't there yet, and some of you have already read this a lot like I have. But whenever I get to it, I like the simplicity of the, I guess the summation that's there is. So I'm just going to read that. So step one is about honesty. And it says, now we will want to continue being honest. This is what I underlined anyway. Now we will want to continue being honest with ourselves in all our affairs. And one way in which we practice honesty today is by admitting that we are still compulsive overeaters, that we still need daily help. And that is so true for me. And one of my first abstinences before we even had an action plan was to not lie, because I was a compulsive liar, like little liars from the time I was a young girl. You know, my parents would say, "Have you emptied the garbage?" And I'd say, "Yes." And I would not have emptied the garbage. And I would then just run out and empty the garbage. And it was the same thing that I just carried through my whole life, from little lies to big lies, you know, both to myself and to other people. So when I came into this program, honesty has been a really big part. And so now if I haven't done something when I've had a service, then I just say, "Well, I haven't gotten to that yet," you know, instead of lying and then doing it. So anyway, that's step one. Step two is hope. Even in our loneliest hours, the great truth that we are not alone. Even in our weakest moments, we will find strength. So that's where step two, is hope. And step three is faith. And faith is practicing the principle of faith today means that we will no longer go through life acting however we feel like acting at any given moment. And so to me, what that... how that works in my life is I check in with my higher power, which I don't used to have trouble saying the word God. Like, I had to white knuckle it when I first came in, when people started talking about God, And the only reason I stayed was because I was too embarrassed to get up and leave. And that's the truth. And so then I heard that word higher power, and how someone said that, you know, having one other person or the group was a power greater than myself. And so slowly, you know, my knuckles opened and I was okay. So I'm still here. Step 4 and 5, courage and integrity. So we are no longer ruled by fear of admitting our mistakes. And we have the integrity to show the world our true selves. And so when I first came in, I asked somebody to be my sponsor, and they had raised their hand or put their name on a sheet or something, and then I went up and asked them, and they said, oh no, I can't do that. Well, I thought it was all about me, you know, because everything was about me at that point. And so then, of course, I didn't want to ask anybody else, but I started working the steps on my own, and so I got through step 4 and came to step 5, and then it says, you know, you have to share with your God, yourself, and another human being. And I just went, oh, shit, you know, because that meant that I was going to have to ask somebody else to hear my 5th step and my 4th step and do the 5th step. Well, anyway, I'm still here, so I guess I did that. You know, that person became my sponsor for a while. So anyway, step 6, willingness. So learning through each day's experience the difference between self-will and a simple willingness to cooperate with the guidance of our higher power. So I still have to check in daily to figure out if it's my will or God's will that I'm working on. And a lot of times I can't tell the difference, but when it's my will, there's usually a lot of things to be said, and with God's will, it's just really simple, you know, like make a phone call, you know, something like that. So step 7 is about humility, letting go of status seeking and of thoughts of actions by which we belittled ourselves and others. So I'm really good at finding fault with myself still. And so if I'm acting on humility, then, you know, then I can let that go and recognize that I have strengths as well. Step 8 and 9, self-discipline and love. This applies the principles of self-discipline and love to others and to and all of our action. Self-discipline makes us less likely to hurt other people and quicker to make amends when we do. The principle of love, we learn to accept others as they are and take this new attitude towards those at home, school, work, and all areas of our lives. And I had to learn to love myself first before I could start loving other people. And that is still a process for me, because again, it's so easy to find fault with myself instead of what I'm doing well. Step 10, perseverance. We continue through, sometimes wonder if we need to. So I basically pretty much live in step 10, 11, and 12. It isn't that I don't start at the beginning and work through, but as a daily practice, you know, just checking in, do I owe an amends, you know, how am I doing, you know, that kind of thing. Step 11, spiritual awareness. Meditation really took a long time to take a hold with me. I would practice it little by little every now and then. And having gotten a sponsor, less than a year ago, and I talked with her about how meditation had come and gone and eluded me, she said, oh, I can help you with that. And so the first check-in is not about the food And it's not about anything else. It's about whether I would, am meditating or not and how much I did it. And then other things along the way as well. And step 12 is the principle of service. And we let go of our need to control people and allow our higher power to serve others through us. We receive an abundance of joy and strength. So service is really important, and right now I don't have any service positions at the meetings that I go to. I was a service nut for a while, a long time, and, you know, so I was always taking on a lot of service positions, and so then I decided to just step back and let other people take service positions. I have two sponsees right now, and that's a point of service. And when somebody asked me to do service, and I heard from someone else a long time ago that if somebody asks you to do service, then you just say yes. And so that's where I'm at right now with that. And then the closing of step 12 is, we who began working the steps in order to recover now find that we have embarked on a lifelong journey. And that is so true, you know. And lifelong journey means until they throw dirt on me, or I am dirt and I get thrown on dirt, something like that. And I just want to finish up and just talk about what's going on with me right now. My life flipped this last week, and you know, I wound up in the hospital for a couple of days, and my arms looks like I've been in a battered relationship, and you know, and now we're just waiting for test results to see what's going on. But the thing of it is that throughout the entire process, and when I was going through this exploratory thing in San Francisco that they had to put me under, the whole time, you know, I was just praying and meditating. And I'm not worried at all. Not at all. And it's just a real miracle, because I'm not in control, even though I would like to be in control. But I'm not in control, I'm not in charge, and I have a tremendous amount of support and love, and even people that, you know, are coming out of the woodwork like angels, like there's just angels around me. And I think that a lot of that just has to do with being in the rooms, totally, and working the steps. You know, continually working the steps. And just, you know, it's one day at a time. And as we all know, sometimes it's just one moment at a time, you know. So I'm on this restrictive food plan right now. And I'm just amazed at how little food I'm eating and I'm still functioning, you know. You know, like you always hear about that, but you know, and even before this last Saturday, it's just been a week. I was I had already gone on, you know, a completely different plan of eating. But the thing of it is that because I've started off with just like a simple abstinence of no chocolate, because I thought I didn't need chocolate, but I found out that my whole family hated it, and I was the only one who was eating it. So that's how much in denial I was way back then. So, you know, like my plan of eating has changed so much over the years that when it came time to really look at and be asked to do a completely different food plan, it wasn't anything really new to me at all. And so I'm just really grateful, and I'm blessed, and I really want to just encourage the newcomers to keep coming back. And thank you very much. I think my time's up, right?
Thank you.